Well, now we've moved down to 2915 4th Avenue where they're completing their Christmas party. And we have a little lady sitting here with a red velvet skirt. And, I see she's frightened. I'll take this little lady here and see how she's getting along. Would you mind telling the people here on the air who you are and what you received for Christmas?
Everybody okay. That's what I said.
Is that all you had to say? I mean, don't you have anything else?
Yeah, have a nice day, not everybody.
All right, that's fine. Now we'll move right on over here. And if you'd be so kind as to tell us what your name is and what you received. Just tell them what your name is.
Then what I got to say not fit to be on the air.
Well, that's fine. Best we pass you on up. And wonder if you would come right in here and tell the folks what your name is and some of the things that you got for Christmas.
Hey, Byron. I got a new watch. Belt buckles, some shirts, some lot of nice things.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. What'd you get your girlfriend for Christmas?
I didn't get her anything this year.
Uh-huh. Was there any particular reason why you didn't get your girlfriend anything this year?
Well, if you get a girl something, she'll think that she's yours, and then she'll take for granted that she can just run around, so I don't mess around.
Uh-huh. Well, that's fine. Now, let's move right on over here at this little girl here and see what she got. Well, I see they got a fright here. How about you, little boy? Would you mind telling them what your name is?
Mickey Ryder.
Yeah? Well, what'd you get for Christmas?
I got a bike, a horn, a tootie-hoo horn, and a bicycle, and a girlfriend. And Mickey Mouse, I got him something. And a watch.
Well, are you satisfied with what Santa Claus brought you?
Yeah.
Well, let's move over here and see what Dickie Barber got. Come here, Dickie. Come on over, Dick. Now, I understand this is the engineer of Logan County.
Yeah.
Have you got your engine all set up?
Yes, sir.
What kind of an engine do you have?
Lionel diesel.
Lionel diesel.
Yeah.
And is there any particulars about it that you'd like to tell the folks? I mean, what's the outstanding features of the Lionel?
It's a fast-running locomotive, and it's speedy around the tracks. It doesn't hardly derail very easy. Pretty good train, all in all.
Yeah, is it remote control?
No.
Not remote control?
No.
Any safety devices that you might be able to bring to our attention?
Yeah, whenever the train is off the track, a little red button comes on, and you know it's something's going wrong.
Uh-huh. Well, that's fine. Now we're going to move on over here and see what this is all about. Now, little lady, you're cornered now, and what if you bring some of those
fiery red blouse.
Well, anything else now that you have to say, just say it right in this little speaker here.
Come on. Oh, I can't say anything right now.
Well, I mean, there's nothing to be frightened of. You're a
monster. I'm not scared, that's for sure.
Well, that's fine. Now, would you care to tell us what kind of flowers you got for Christmas?
No kind.
No? Oh, you
that
didn't.
I know of.
Well,
I haven't opened all my presents yet.
Uh-huh. Well, let's move on over here and see what this little lady got. This is a little lady all dressed up in white and lovely black hair and all, and we'll see what she got for Christmas. Would you mind telling the radio audience what your name is?
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane what?
Walsh.
And where do you reside?
2874 4th Avenue.
2874 4th Avenue. Then you didn't get my Christmas card because I had 2928.
Oh, but I did.
Oh, well, that's fine. Now, what did you get for Christmas?
I got a Revlon set from Pop, and I got a slip from Mason, and a lot of other pretty things.
Well, that's fine. Now we're going to move right on over here to another little lady. Have you got anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, sure. I have a bottle of wine, a couple of bottle of perfume, and electric race. That's all.
Well, that's fine. All right, now let's see what this little lady here got. Would you mind telling us what your name is?
I didn't get anything. It's Miss O'Sullivan.
Oh, Mrs. O'Sullivan. She didn't get anything. Nothing at all?
No, nothing at all.
My. That's sad. Well, now let's play this thing back and see how it sounds.
Tell you what I got for Christmas? I don't know yet. I haven't opened them all up.
Well,
I got a lot of pretty things. You see your grandma.
Yeah, I didn't talk.
Now, what you got for Christmas?
Everything.
All right,
lots
thank you. Here, make your old killer. Here, you glad
medicine.
Give me, come here. What'd you get for Christmas? I may do all this work. You want me to tell my dad can't get back home?
Go.
Now,
you
want to say
something, Maddie.
Well, now, what's he got to give? I got a rat for you, this one. Now, what you got for Kevin?
I got a little bit of everything.
Hey, the next little girl is somebody.
Hello there, man. Right here is the terror of the nickel plant here. Say a couple words here for us, there, Big Prano.
Okay, Big Wheel.
All right, Chief, now, how's everything going over to plant? How y'all working pretty steadily now?
Yeah, pretty steady.
What don't you get for Christmas?
Boy, here he is. Oh, just a little bit of everything.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been married?
Oh, about 3 years and a half.
Well, do you have any children? Well, do you plan to have any children? Come on, man, speak up here. Don't be bashful. What's your wife's name? Well, I see this man is speechless. We better go over here and find somebody else. Right here's the chief of the Prano family. Come on over here, Mr. Prano, say a couple words for us here.
Just a couple?
Yeah, just a couple words, you know.
Don't pull my arm. I'll be talking to my arm.
What don't you get for Christmas?
What I get for Christmas?
Yes, sir.
I'm on the smoking end of it.
Oh, you got some cigarettes and
cigars. No cigarettes.
Cigars.
And most of all, we got a bottle that just won't stand still if you set it down on a table.
Well,
it's very inviting. Moreover, whenever you pull the cork, the whole town is happy, as long as the bottle lasts.
Well, you consider this a nice Christmas, all in all, you know.
Well, the weather's been very pleasant, and other things sort of mixed up.
Well, has most of the family been around today?
Yeah. Most of them, yeah. In fact, why, pretty near all of them.
Well, what old would you like for that you never got this year?
Reporter, ain't you a little behind your, we might say, your training?
No, I'm right on the date there.
You are, huh?
Yes, sir.
How long you took training? What school did you go before you was... employed by the broadcasting company, which now not mention any names.
I went 19 years to DU Tech. That's in Logan County.
You sure that was? You sure that wasn't? You sure that wasn't a nice school that you went to?
We had some gentlemen we couldn't hardly get on. We would try to get them on here. Oh, here's a young little lady. We'd like to say a few words here.
Such as what?
Oh, what would you get for Christmas?
An art set.
What else? Just one art set?
Yeah.
What Santa Claus bring you?
An art set, nuts, candy.
Your mother's the person that never got anything, isn't she?
Yeah, she got plenty of stuff, but she never told it.
We'll drop around after a while and see if we can't get her to say a couple of things she got.
Thank you.
Well, over here's a young man we've been trying to get after. He's kind of tired, you know. What's your name, sir?
I forgot.
Well, I forgot. That's a pretty fair name. What kind of business are you in, if any?
No business.
No business, huh? Well, you look kind of tired. Those bags on your eyes, big as mountains. Do you like to say anything?
I'm too tired to talk.
Too tired to talk. Well, over here's the hunter of Huntington. Would you like to say anything, our Dal Prano?
Get out of here.
Get out of here. You're not very calm here. You better make him say a few words. Here he is, propped up in a big chair with a cigar in his mouth.
Can you hear that smoke?
Well, I can sure smell it. Let's see who all else we got in here. Mason Walls here. Say a couple words over here. It's reaching now. Would you mind saying a couple words? Here you are dressed up in a beautiful outfit.
What do you want me to say?
Just say anything. Are you happy for what you got for Christmas?
Oh, sure. Well, please.
Are you figuring on going hunting? I understand you and Dal Prano go hunting together and fishing.
This coming Sunday, we'll be gone before daylight.
What are you going hunting for?
Rabbits.
Okay, thank you. And let's see who we can find over here. Oh, over here is Mary McVeigh. Would you like to say a couple words here? Are you married?
I think so.
Well, what you're married to and must be proud of, but you say a couple words anyway.
Well, I've been on this thing before today.
Well, second time always helps.
And I told about old Santa Nick, you know, come rolling in, a ho, 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 and a ha, 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 you know. And what a big time he had. I've seen him exactly a dozen times this year, and I've trimmed already 2 trees for him. And I've made about 6 or 7 banquets for him already. I think he ought to be all for you.
Well, I think he sure is proud of you. And over here is Johnny Old Sullivan. Would you like to say a few words here, Johnny Old Sullivan?
May I have to talk inside of this thing?
Yes.
If everybody had the spirit that Betty has right now, then everybody would be much more happier. She's the one that seems got more Christmas spirit around here than anyone else, and everybody's accusing her of something.
Well, are you happy about what came on for you over Christmas?
Oh, sure.
Well, now what did you... Nothing? Wish? Well, I guess that figures because she said she never got anything. Hey. Well, over here's one with a cute little child. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Reba.
Reba what?
Reba Prano.
What's the name of this boy you have in your arm?
Oh, this is little Victor II.
Victor II.
Uh-huh.
Well, how come you name him Victor?
Well, after some boy, I don't know. What was his father's doing?
Well, what would you like to say?
What I like to say, I'd like to tell everybody a happy, happy Christmas.
Well, I'm sure they wish you the same. And right over here is the girl who Johnny Old Sullivan said had the best Christmas spirit in the house. How come you're so happy in everything?
You really want to know?
Yes, we really want to know. Spence is killing us.
Just live it up, son.
Live what up?
Facts, Mom.
We just want to get the facts. You understand, don't you, madam? Just say a couple words.
It's 2 a.m., son.
2 a.m.? 2
a.m. in the morning?
Well, as you, I understand your ex-boyfriend is getting married.
You're so right.
And your ex-boyfriend before him already has to get married. Who do you think will be next on the list to get married?
Mr. Barber. You know Mr. John Henry?
Do you think you'll be getting married very soon?
Yeah, about 6 years.
6 years. Well, over here's a guy we'd like to have say a couple words here. What's your name, sir?
My name is Joseph J.
Joseph J. Prino?
That's correct.
Joseph J. Jackie.
We'd like the people in the background to be quiet while we're talking to the audience.
Yeah, I don't want to be subject to any of this.
Oh, my God, it's shit-ass name, Cat Barber, right
here. Are you pretty broke, you know?
Yeah, I'm always broke, yeah. I stay that way.
This Christmas sure hit you pretty hard with an extra child, didn't it?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, about that Jeep, you know, are you in work?
I don't know anything about that Jeep.
Well, I'll tell you better get to work here pretty soon, you know. Are you going to take any vacations after all the holidays?
I'm thinking pretty seriously about it. Going south of the border.
South of the border. What border?
On the
Mexican. Over here's two women been fighting fiercely. What is your name?
Mom,
what is
her name? Please.
What is your name, Nell Stewart?
No.
Hey.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe, well, we're all privileged today, of course. Do you like to say a few words? Do you like to say a few words?
Uh-huh, Merry Christmas, Dickie.
Well, thank you very much. We always same here. Who would like to sing a song, Lottie? Over here, the beautiful boy. I like to sing a song here. You like to sing a song here?
Come on, buddy.
Sing us a little song.
Come on, buddy.
Sing us a few songs here.
Come on, sing us some more.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say you're mine, forever and never to part. I only live for your love and your kiss. It's paradise to be near you like this. Because of you, my life is now worthwhile, and I can smile because of you.
Thank you, and you can hear the audience applauding. You can hear all the audience applauding and whistling. We appreciate that very much, and we will see about getting you on the television program. And Ted Max, of course. We'll see what we can do for you. Well, I believe that just about gets all the Perno family. Let's see who else we can get in here. I believe that just about has them. Oh, here's a little girl. Well, thank you. We're glad that's that. did you have a Merry Christmas?
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Very good.
Do you have a very Merry Christmas?
Yes,
you're the
good
woman that didn't get anything, aren't you? Well, did you get a Merry Christmas?
Yeah, I was saying Daddy's Dragnet.
Santa Claus real good to you?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
He's going to sing Dragnet for you.
Okay, this boy right here is going to sing Dragnet. Here we go.
Da, 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 a fairy just in the car. Da, 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 da. At DPM, we got to the other crops. Da, 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 da. And at DPM, we got to the keys crops. Da, 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 da. And then the
DPM. Well, thank you very much, Dragnet. Over here's a boy. We're still trying to make say something. The hunter of Huntington. Would you like to say something now? Do you think you're going to have very good luck Sunday when you and Mason Wall goes hunting?
Yes, sir.
What do you use to hunt with?
Automatic.
Automatic. A pistol?
Yes, shotgun.
What kind of a gun are you going to use?
Shotgun.
Well, you figure you'll get back at least 15?
Yeah, 16, 17.
Are you a pretty good shot?
Oh, yeah.
About that deer you got, what was that deer doing? Sleeping when you killed it?
Running.
Running. Well, thank you very much, here. And Mason Walls? Mason Walls. Come here a minute, Mason Walls. Mason Walls ran off on in the audience, and we can't get a hold of him. We already know about that, thank you. Do you like to say something else before we close this program? We've had people's been writing into us and calling us every minute of the hour on the hour for you to sing a song. Please do.
I wouldn't know what to sing.
Just sing anything. Sing us that song you wrote yourself.
Yeah, sing.
I hear a whisper, a soft little whisper. A sweet whispering of my name. I must be dreaming, or else someone is scheming to make my heart count. though I cover my ears with my hands, that whisper keeps coming in like water sifting through the sands, seeking my heart to break again. Oh, I quicken my pace, my heart takes a leap. I've got to get away from this place if my heart I want to keep. I can't think of the rest of it.
Well, thank you. That was very good. And you can bet your life that she's going to give Buddy lots of trouble on that Tits, Ted Max program. Well, I think that's going to be about all of the Prino family. Just a minute.
This little boy wants to tell.
Bring it over here a little bit, Spotty. We've got a little job to do now.
Mr. Prino has been wanting everybody to come over here a minute.
Turn the program over now. Okay.
Go ahead, you're all right.
Okay.
Studio.
Your name Frank, isn't it?
Yeah, Frank Marcello.
Thank you, we got that much of it clear.
Now, how are you for pasta fasol? For it or against it?
All right, I like pasta fasol.
You like pasta fasol?
Yeah.
We got that point cleared up.
Yeah.
Now give us a little history of your life and others that they maybe have some connection with you. Some of the names, some of the past. And in the mind of the future, we know that.
I have no past.
Now, mind you, you're not playing cards. That's the only time you can pass.
Yeah.
Over here, you don't pass. You just talk and you know what I mean.
I know.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Come on, Frank. Tell me something.
I don't want to say nothing. What am I going to say?
What are you going to say? You tailor by trade, aren't you?
I'm a tailor, and I'm first Arrington arcade. So.
Do you consider yourself one of the best or just ordinarily?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Well, now, if I was to ask you, say, for an example, fair question, are you have any difficulty that is, you know, are you happily married?
No.
Beg your pardon?
No.
You're not happily married?
No.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Now listen, we got a line detector attached to that machine.
I know.
You'd be embarrassed. Did you get your girlfriend anything for a sort of a Christmas spirit?
No.
On your sideline?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Well, you know, I'd rather warn you, anything you might say on this, you might incriminate yourself.
That's all, go in jail.
So, you know you're on air, I suppose.
Yeah.
You realize that?
Yeah.
You do. Well, one more question, if it isn't too much difficult for you to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't think this is an embarrassing question, because it's not embarrassing. You actually give a little history, you understand what I mean? It's to yourself and others, so we all know just the background. What is your background?
Sorry.
Give us some of your background.
Oh, no. I have one of the stories.
Have one of the stuff?
Sure.
Well, don't you want to say Merry Christmas to anybody here?
Well, Merry Christmas to everybody all.
Well, you overlooked one thing. You know what comes after Christmas? You know, we have a new year in a few days.
Well, we have a new year.
Talk about that?
And up in New Year's to everybody to come.
Are you figuring on staying in New Year's night? Are you figuring on staying out?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Maybe yes, maybe not.
Well, thank you and good night.